Text numéro 30. European Commission could open GM Pandora's box. The European Commission will soon decide whether to approve 26 genetically engineered crops for cultivation on European soil, 19 of which are genetically engineered to be tolerant to the herbicide glyphosate. Currently, less than 1% of European crop soil is used for genetically engineered crops. Getting herbicide-tolerant genetically engineered, HTGE, crops approved for commercial use will give companies like Monsanto a vital and potentially devastating foothold in Europe. In October, Greenpeace commissioned an agricultural economist to examine the possible consequences of approving HTGE crops. The study is based on extensive US studies of where HTGE crops have been approved for commercial purposes since 1996. It focuses on HTGE corn, sugar beet, and soya, and predicts an increase in the use of glyphosate over a period of 14 years, 2012 to 2025, of more than 800%. If EU farmers take up HTGE technology as quickly as US farmers did, glyphosate use in maize crops, the most important and widely grown crop in Europe, will increase by more than 1,000% by 2025 over current use, and total herbicide use will double. This is because HTGE crops are followed by glyphosate-resistant weeds, which leads to an increase in the amount of herbicides used to tackle them. Glyphosate is a broad-spectrum herbicide that was first marketed by Monsanto under the name Roundup in the 1970s. Numerous companies now produce glyphosate under different trade names. 20 years after the herbicide came onto the market, Monsanto developed GE plants that are resistant to glyphosate and therefore allow a wider application of the herbicide in order to deal with the unwanted weeds. While the plants may be glyphosate resistant, the wider environment is not. If we are to learn anything from the experiences of the American farmers, European farmers can expect inflated seed prices, more expenses for buying much more pesticides, and the heavy labour and increasing costs trying to get rid of resistant weeds that inevitably follow HTGE crops. When farming with GE seeds, farmers struggle, communities suffer, and food costs increase. The effects ripple out across rural communities and onto our supermarket shelves. Farmers will have to buy seeds every year according to contracts with seeds manufacturers. In the US, Monsanto has sued a number of farmers for breaches of such contracts. The problem is not only in the inability of farmers to keep and replant their seeds, but also the continually increasing costs associated with GE seeds and the lack of availability of conventional seeds. The European Commission must support farmers and the environment and protect constituents rather than fold to the heavy-handed lobbying tactics of the agro industry. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2012.